This is Ross Johnston, and you're listening to Accelerate Alaska, where we explore the competitive advantages, the systems, and the industries that move Alaska's future forward.
So, Ryan, first I want to say thank you for being a sponsor of Accelerate Alaska. I'm super confused. What is it that Querion does?
We started Querion with the mission to help businesses leverage their greatest asset, which we think is data. So we help move data through organizations faster. We help managers get information quicker so they can make better decisions and basically leverage data to get more customers or make their customers happier.
Huh. How is Querion going to move Alaska's future forward?
Investing in podcasts like this is one way we move the state forward. And then the rest is helping build it in meaningful ways. We like to think of ourselves as pushing the envelope. We're working with advanced analytics and AI and data, which a lot of people think is the future. And so in some small way, we'd like to hope to say that we are contributing to building out sort of more advanced industry in Alaska.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Ryan.
Thanks, Ross.
I have a confession. I am an entrepreneur. And every dollar I earn in profit stays here in Alaska. If we want more money to circulate within our economy, we need more entrepreneurs. What is their economic impact currently? And how do we grow it? We join Nolan Clauda of the University of Alaska's Center for Economic Development on stage during the entrepreneurship track.
The talk that I'm going to give is what I wish you knew about entrepreneurship and the economy. Entrepreneurship is, of course, important in the economy, and I think that it's important to understand a little bit more about why that isn't just something that we think without strong justification. Our center did a report not very long ago called the Alaska, the State of Entrepreneurship, and we looked really closely at what makes entrepreneurship tick in Alaska and what data is out there and what it can tell us about people who start businesses in the state. So something that is often surprising to folks is that new companies forming, brand new and very young businesses that are under 5 years of age, are responsible for almost all of the new employment that happens in the private sector each year. And that this tends to be a little bit of a surprise because, you know, most of us don't work for, you know, brand new companies, but we can talk about why this is true. If we don't have new companies forming, we have almost no real net job creation in the private sector. And the reason for that is that there's this process that happens really in the economy as each year where there's this large number of jobs that get created as businesses are started or as businesses expand. There's a similar number that get destroyed because businesses also downsize, they also close. So there's this big churn that happens where a lot of jobs get added, a lot of jobs get taken away, and that's a normal part of an economy. We hope always that there are more jobs added than lost, and this is what kind of economic growth looks like. But if we looked only at the established businesses, not the very newest ones, what we'd see is that the number of jobs added and the number of jobs taken away are about equal. It's kind of a wash. That for the most part, I mean, you might have, of course, an individual business that is expanding. But as a group, established firms are mostly maintaining their headcount. So the only thing that makes up the net difference are really the new firms that are started. By definition, they can only grow, right? And so that's where we see that job growth coming from. In Alaska, this is a pretty significant number. It's over the years that we looked at, the most recent 10 years of data, this is about 5,200 jobs per year, over 5,000 jobs per year added to the economy. And that's and for some perspective, 5,000 jobs in Alaska is a pretty big deal. That's kind of similar to the magnitude of the number of jobs that we've actually been losing in the last few years of our recession. So it's a significant number. So the next thing that follows, though, is that, okay, you know, we have these new companies starting, they hire, but we all know that businesses that are new are really vulnerable and many of them close, right? So that is, in fact, the case. After 5 years, about half of businesses are closed. They close their doors. And so obviously that means that those jobs are going away with those businesses closing. Except that there's a really interesting dynamic that can be referred to as up or out, that the businesses that don't close are in a really rapid growth phase because they're kind of still in the process of growing to their mature size. So the businesses that close The half of the firms that close, they take those jobs with them. The businesses that remain open are in a growth phase where they almost double their employment between year one and year five. And so what happens is that it basically offsets the jobs that go away because of the businesses that close. And so if we look at this, all of these dynamics, new firms starting and then the rapid growth years, this is really what the engine of job creation is. And this is true nationally and for Alaska, by the way. It's really roughly the same dynamic either way. So that really does go to the importance of what sort of rejuvenates our economy and what brings employment into it and what generates opportunity that we all benefit from, whether or not we work for those startup companies. So something that was important to us as well is looking at how does entrepreneurship around the state, you know, differ from one place to another. You know, we know in Alaska that we have a bit of a divide, urban and rural, where rural areas are often higher unemployment, lower incomes, and generally seen as having economic conditions that are harsher than what we have in a place like Anchorage or in a place like Juneau or Fairbanks or other places maybe on the road system or in Southeast Alaska. We know that places in Western Alaska that are off the road system or Northern Alaska, the more isolated places often have less economic opportunity. So what does that mean for entrepreneurship? Well, three numbers here. We created a measure that was how many businesses with employees are there in a given area, for every 1,000 residents of that area. And there's one place in the state that has an astronomical number of businesses, and that's Skagway. 103 businesses for every 1,000 residents, which is kind of ridiculous. That's one business for every 10 people. It's because it's a small community that gets almost 1 million cruise boat visitors a year, so it has the businesses to support 1 million cruise boat visitors per year. Anchorage is about the same as the statewide average, around 24 businesses per every 1,000 residents, and that's a pretty typical number. But in the Kuzilvac census area, which is in the lower Yukon in the kind of southwestern part of the state, it's also an area that has usually the highest unemployment rates, there are only 5 businesses for every 1,000 residents. That's 1/5 of the Anchorage number or the statewide number, 1/20 of the ridiculous Skagway number. So it shows us that, you know, there's both, that's probably both a cause and a consequence of kind of a limited economic opportunity. And how does Alaska as a whole compare to the rest of the country when it comes to entrepreneurship? Well, this is an interesting thing because there's been a lot of, like, in the circles that I run in, there's a lot of debate about this subject and a lot of people that say things like, Alaska doesn't really have a strong culture of entrepreneurship, or Alaskans are not very entrepreneurial, or Alaskans aren't risk takers. And there's another school of thought, of course, that says Alaskans are kind of people that have moved into a frontier that are individuals and self-reliant and all of that. But so what are the numbers really tell us? So what it looks like actually is that we looked at the Kauffman Foundation data, and they have a number of indicators on entrepreneurship, and Alaska ranks near the very top of all states. We rank 3rd in the country out of the 50 states on the likelihood of an adult person starting a business in any given year. So Alaskans are far more likely than the national average to start a business. Alaskans have a strong propensity to become entrepreneurs. But we rank near the bottom on another measure, which is scaling up, the number of businesses that reach 50 employees after 10 years. So I think David has hit this one out of the park, but very few businesses in Alaska hit that mark. So we have an issue with an ability to start businesses, but not necessarily so much of an ability to scale businesses. And another aspect, so we know entrepreneurs are important, and we've characterized a little bit of this Alaska's kind of entrepreneurial climate, but who are the entrepreneurs? It's important to understand what some of the demographics are, some of the characteristics of people that take risks and start businesses. And really, when we looked at the data on this, what we found was that, and maybe this isn't surprising, is that the average business owner is quite a bit older than the national average, is much more likely to be male, and is also generally of European ancestry. So in Alaska's case, about 66% of the state population is of European descent, and around 90% of the business owners are of European descent. Male-owned businesses outnumber female-owned businesses by about 2-1, which actually is slightly better than the national average, which is more like 3-1 gap between male and female-owned businesses. Things get really interesting when you look at the role of age in entrepreneurship, too. There's a perception that a lot of businesses, that entrepreneurs are really, that entrepreneurship is kind of a young person's game, right? That, you know, we know about the tech founders in their 20s, you know, the Mark Zuckerberg type of folks that, you know, if you haven't done it by the time you're 30, you're never going to. And numbers really don't bear that out. The average business is started by someone around age 40. And MIT did a study recently on the very fastest growing fraction of a percent of venture-backed startup companies, mostly tech companies, and found that the average age was 45 years old. So there's a lesson in there about the accumulation of life experience, I think. A lot of people that are entrepreneurs came from the industry that they then are leading an enterprise within. So that's something that's pretty important. About half of Alaska's businesses are owned by somebody who is age 55 or older, and only 6% are by someone that is under the age of 35. So the age dynamics of entrepreneurship are something that I think are really fascinating. So that is the end of my talk. I'd happily discuss this subject with others. I think this is stuff that's really important to understand and also to dig in a lot more into what drives entrepreneurship and where some of the gaps are found. So I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
I hope you enjoyed what you heard. If you want to see the presentation with slides and visuals, go to accelerateak.com.
A big thank you to Gretchen Faske and Nolan Clowder for organizing the Entrepreneurship Track. I caught up with Nolan at his office.
Nolan, thank you so much for joining me today.
So you've got all these interesting numbers about the impact of entrepreneurs on the economy. But why is it relevant that we know this?
I think that if we knew how much, if our decision makers, if the legislators, if folks that have a lot of say in our economy and our policies that support it understood how important entrepreneurship was to creating jobs, for instance, they might put more emphasis on it, I think. You know, in Alaska, we tend to think about our major industries, and those are the drivers of economic development. And that's definitely true, you know, oil and gas and mining and federal government and tourism and so forth. Those are definitely important to us. But the role of startups, that's really what's going to build jobs for the future. That's what keeps our economy thriving and adding new opportunity. And I think that we really ought to be looking at it from that angle too. How important is it to keep adding new startups, and what kinds of ways can we support those? And that's something that we're pretty preoccupied with at the Center for Economic Development, not just studying entrepreneurship, but looking at ways to make it stronger.
That's a great lead-in for my next question. So it sounds like you're doing more than just research?
Yeah. So one of our big efforts coming up in the next several months is going to be to start a student accelerator, a startup accelerator that'll be based on the UAA campus. That will offer students and others from the community with a chance to really dive deep into entrepreneurship, go through the process of getting a startup off the ground and of thinking through their assumptions, their method, who their customer is, what their value proposition is. So that's something that jumps out to us from the data as well. Younger people are really not starting businesses at very high rates. I think people like you, Ross, that started your business fairly young are actually more the exception. Most of the time, people are starting a business for the first time. You know, successful entrepreneurs are starting a business for the first time, usually age 40, often older than that. So what is it that causes young people who have entrepreneurial ambitions to not start a business? And it's probably the opportunity to accumulate knowledge, among other things, the chance to actually see what it looks like to go through the process of starting a business. And we plan to provide them with that at an early age.
That addresses the age gap that you went over, but what about the rural and urban differences in entrepreneurial startups?
We came up with a series of trainings led by Julia Casey here at CED that try to join together the needs in rural Alaska with some of the new tools that have developed more for an urban setting, like customer discovery, like turning a business into a more hands-on experience that involves some experimentation and involves getting out and talking to people as a way of doing your research, talking to who your potential customers are and figuring out if they would in fact buy what you think they would buy. So our work, we teach a very hands-on approach that encourages people to kind of experiment and get their hands dirty.
So that sounds great. You're doing workshops on the ground. And what communities and with whom?
Yeah, so we've done our trainings in Kodiak, Bethel, Utqiagvik, Kenai, and Klawak on Prince of Wales Island in Southeast Alaska, for instance. Those were usually two-day entrepreneurial workshops attended by local people that are in some stage of starting a business, either very beginning or a little ways into the process, mostly at the early stages.
So from your research, it seems like Alaskans are great entrepreneurs, but terrible at scaling. What is one thing you could wish you could tell every entrepreneur, business owner, manager about their business?
Well, I think don't think small, I guess. don't scale back your ambitions just because you live in Alaska, right? I think that we need people who will think big. Not every startup company is going to get to be enormous, and that shouldn't always be the standard, but we do need some to get there, right? We do want to see some bigger success stories in order to be the economy that's sustainable that we would like to see.
From our state's perspective, what is one thing that we should really be focusing on? What should we be investing in?
So what are we investing in from a human capital standpoint is probably the most important thing.
For the policymakers listening right now, what would you have them do to move Alaska's future forward?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I think it's probably, I don't know of one thing to invest in that makes the most sense for that, but probably thinking about how could we incentivize more research and development in Alaska? Maybe that is something like a research and development tax credit. That's not the whole solution to everything, but I think that something like that could be one piece of it. That's a tangible thing that we could do as a state that wouldn't really cost us anything.
So tough question. What are you going to do to move Alaska's future forward?
Yeah, I think that I'm always evaluating how to best do that. What is it that I can do, you know, that I can help to lead CED in the right direction? And I think that we have to look at that every few years and figure out what our best approach is. I think where we are now, the most important thing is we do put out a lot of information, you know, a lot of folks see our reports, but I think that probably our most important effort at the moment is our startup accelerator that's going to be at the UAA campus. I think that that's something that's going to have some of the bigger long-range effects that we want to see that's going to help us start and grow a new generation of startup companies for Alaska that are innovative and that are invested in the state.
If a listener wants to engage in the entrepreneurial economy, what actions would you have them take?
I mean, I think one thing that almost anyone could do is attend any of the events that are going on around Startup Week or any of the startup weekends that occur, the 1 million cups. I think that adding more energy and more vibrancy to those scenes is something that's really important that allows for better sharing of information, allowing ideas to come into collision with one another. And I think that that's something that just about anyone can do that would be beneficial.
Can you think of maybe one more event that might be really important that someone show up at?
Oh, and Accelerate Alaska.
Thank you, Nolan, for your time.
And thanks for having me, Ross.
I look forward to having you at the next Accelerate Alaska.
Thank you. I look forward to it as well.
Do you enjoy this podcast? If so, go to accelerateak.com to find out how you can contribute, volunteer, or even bring an Accelerate conference to your town. accelerateak.com. This has been an Accelerate LLC production. The future is already here if you know where to look.